Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. June 21st, 2021, and this is episode 101 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Well, happy Monday to you. I hope you took a little bit of time this weekend to relax and breathe and recharge, because it's time to get back at it. If this is your first time here, if you've just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, you may not know this, but Context and Clarity is certainly this podcast, but it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast, on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So that's what I'm talking about if you ever hear me mention our special guests. We often try to play our daily topics for everything that is Context and Clarity off of what we'll discuss with those special guests. This week, we pull together another group of topics that I know many need to understand better. Maybe you're one of those architects, and if you are, I don't blame you, because we weren't taught these things in school. But before we get into it, let me ask you this. Did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we covered a good string of topics all revolving around creating momentum for your ideas and for your business. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 96, we kicked off our theme by asking where your best ideas come from. In Mark Schaefer's book, Cumulative Advantage, he says you need a spark, an idea to get the whole thing started. So where do those ideas come from was the question of the day. Tuesday, in episode 97, we talked about testing and growing your ideas and getting those ideas outside of your bubble. We started the conversation by asking where you connect with people. On Wednesday's episode 98, we started with a question that I think is often overlooked, and that's, who are the influencers in your market? Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I talked to marketing thought leader, author, and educator Mark Schaefer. Mark's most recent book, Cumulative Advantage, is all about creating momentum. And that's how we set the theme for our week of topics. Finally, on Friday's episode 100, we took one final critical look at the keys to breakthrough ideas and businesses by thinking about the end game. The question of the day was, what are your goals for the rest of the year? That was a week of being intentional about growing and promoting your ideas or your business. Hopefully, there was something in each of those conversations that helped you move forward in your business or your life. But if you missed any of these or you want to dig deeper into these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you say you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, if it helps, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. I'm not really a Facebook person either. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group. And then think about adding to these live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. As a little teaser, the special guest Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is Lindsay Diven. Lindsay is a marketing and business development strategist and trainer, and she started a podcast this year called Marketers Take Flight. As usual, we've looked at what we'll talk to Lindsay about on Thursday, and we've designed an entire week of topics around that. With that, let's kick it off with today's question, which is, what's your marketing plan? Do you have a marketing plan? Listen, I know marketing isn't everyone's cup of tea, and that's understandable. You probably didn't go to school for marketing, and your architecture curriculum probably provided little to no real understanding of how to market, well, anything. You're also wearing a lot of other hats if you're a small firm. There's a lot that you have to get done, which probably means it's easy to put marketing on the back burner, to procrastinate, to put it off, maybe even to not do it. I get all of that. But you want to eat, don't you? All that being said, one way that you can make everything easier on yourself is to have a good plan. If you have a good plan, maybe you can follow it. Maybe you can execute on it. It doesn't have to be complicated. A marketing plan is like any other plan. You need to identify where you are, where you want to go, and the steps you'll take to get there. Of course, that's a gross oversimplification, but you get the point. And I'd put money on the fact that you already have similar discussions with every one of your clients. They shouldn't build a house or renovate a school without a plan. They shouldn't even start the process without a plan of action. And that's what you need for your marketing. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir and you already have a plan that's working great. And that's the point. If that's you, you can develop and tweak that plan. Maybe even invest more as you start to see the results of your efforts. And that's what I want to know from our conversation today. What's your marketing plan? If you have a marketing plan that you can describe, it will help some of us who don't really have a plan. So that's what we'll talk about in our Context and Clarity conversation today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.